I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, everybody. Oh,
goodness me. I was just taking a picture of my matcha. I wasn't concentrating.
No. We're saying that Jinsy is here today, sat with her tits out to get our male audience.
You've got to do what you've got to do.
Trying to get more of a male listenership.
Ew, I don't like that.
Just kidding.
Especially for you, Craig.
We're trying to get Craig David on the podcast.
Everyone, go from messaging. No, seriously, don't, because if he actually accepts to come on, then
could you
how
imagine?
Embarrassed are we going to feel?
What do you mean? He'll be flattered.
Really?
We've been talking about Craig David on our YouTube channel since we were 18 years old.
Yes, we have loved
I'm 25
Craig.
Now.
Yes. The only
we've
thing
loved
I will
Craig
say,
for years and years and years and years. Yeah, and we've paid to go and see him live at
we
Nottingham
have,
Arena.
We've paid good money. We've paid good
I saw
money
him in Dubai.
Man.
We've seen this guy.
We've travelled for this man.
We have.
And then, well, yeah, when I was stalking him recently, saw a clip and he had some white skinny jeans on with rips.
Oh no, Craig.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And I just think that's his age showing a little bit.
Yeah, that's the millennial coming out.
Yeah. Wait, what's the older one of to the millennial? There's another one above the millennial, like older than like what our parents are. Oh, that's Craig. What's it called? It's like boomer, isn't it? Craig's really showing that he's a boomer with the white skinny jeans and the rips in. Because obviously, you know, in his head,
I
he still thinks it's cool.
Oh my God.
Isn't he a baby boomer?
Because we always get confused. Wait, what are we?
We're on the cusp.
We are
Gen Z, but we're on the millennial cusp. And we're beyond our years, so we like to say
we
we're millennials.
We class ourselves as millennials. I believe 1997 is literally the turning
point. And
that's
when I was born. So, you know, I'm a bit of both.
We're just in the Gen Z, but we class ourselves as millennials because, you know, we remember house phones.
Yes.
We remember cameras.
We remember
a life before telephones.
Yeah, I remember.
Mobile phones.
You know, sitting there with the string phone.
Winding it.
You know, that's fond memories of the Victorian age, isn't it?
Me too.
I remember when we first got a computer.
Same.
Internet.
In the house.
If you actually deep that.
That's
crazy. We've lived through that history.
It is true. We were really in an important time.
Sophia used to have an iPhone 3GS.
Yes, the very first one.
You know, like we were around with these times.
We were.
With the Motorolas and the flip phones.
I'd love a flip phone to come back, like a proper cool.
Same. That had, you know, if we could invent the most ideal phone, let's do it right now.
Like, remember the snake game on the Motorolas where you had, were you with that
snake? I don't
snake?
Think I ever had a Motorola. I had a HTC and a Samsung.
Well, my mum had a Motorola, so I used to play it on hers.
See, my mother only have had Nokias.
Yeah, the first computer. God, what an age that was.
I know. And then you had the Windows booting it up.
Yeah.
You had to boot it up.
Boot it up.
And shut it down.
And turn it off at the wall.
Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut the computer down.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh. Crazy. So, you know, we remember the simpler times.
We do remember the simpler times. Definitely. Yeah,
we definitely do. So.
Yeah. So what were you going to say? The perfect phone?
Yes. Yes. So I think the perfect phone for me is a skinny flip.
Skinny flip.
Which also, you know, when you flip out, it's touchscreen because we need that accessibility. We can't just control the buttons. Not with the nails, not with the fat thumbs.
Mm, that's true.
You know?
But I do miss the...
Do you?
Pressing.
I could never do it.
I just remember my mum would be so
quick. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 1, 2, same. Mm,
they knew how to use it.
Angie used it. 1, 2,
and that's where all the abbreviations came off. C-U-L-8.
God, my mum used to be crazy with the abbreviations.
See you later.
Really later. Yeah. But now you see.
My mum still uses briefs. I'm like, mum.
She uses
you have
what?
An iPhone 12.
She uses what?
Like shortcuts. We don't need to text
Wait,
like that.
I
like,
use shortcuts.
Tomorrow is T-M-R-W.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
But yeah, my mum is still so slow on the iPhone device.
Mm, well, she's only recently, yeah. well, not.
Past couple years, I'd yeah. say.
Fiona's pretty nifty on an iPhone, but it doesn't come naturally to them.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, this is supposed to be incredibly user friendly. You know, yeah. no one taught me how to use this phone,
absolutely.
But I can just do
yeah,
it.
Absolutely.
And they really should. God, how do I do this? How do I do yeah. this? It's like, God, I had to show mum the other day how to listen to a podcast, how to follow a podcast.
God, blimey, Fiona, get with the times. She listens to a podcast.
No, she always listens to ours, but she knows
Define
what ours is. But she wanted to, you know.
Explore.
Follow podcasts. Yeah. She didn't know how to follow yeah. them because she listens to episodes and then she forgets what she's listening. She,
yes.
you know, so, oh yeah, I used to love that show. How I forgot about
she's
it.
She's forgetting.
So she wants to follow and I had to, yeah.
Yeah.
So it doesn't come naturally to them, does
think,
it?
We remember when FaceTime was invented. I think I actually remember FaceTiming Sophia for the very first time on my iPad.
We used to dine out on FaceTime.
No, but do you actually remember the first FaceTime? I feel like I do.
I don't know.
I feel like we were like, hello.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, we shared the first ever FaceTime.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
We always used to get home from school. Well, I remember loads of times. I still know Chintzia's house phone number
yeah.
off by heart.
01159.
Who won't say it? But I know it. And I remember calling up after school.
If
get
you
home.
Started your number, I'd be able to finish it.
Well, I don't even know what mine was.
Yours was.
I know yours more than I know mine because I used to call yours.
Yeah.
I used to call mine. Oh, I know mine.
You'd start
yeah.
it off?
956.
You need to say it like.
Yeah, well, okay, we won't say the podcast
whatever.
Anyway. Yeah, I would get home from school and I would call Chintzy's house for him.
Yeah.
I'd say, hi, it's Sophia. Is Chintzia there? And it'd be like, oh, she's in her Italian lesson. I'd be like, she'll call you back. And then we just used to sit on the phone. Don't know what we were talking about. And then we progressed on to FaceTime.
Yes, yes.
Sit on FaceTime all night.
And
I don't know
finally,
what we did.
You know, having your
what
own
What were
device?
We talking about?
I lit at homework.
Yeah, probably.
Science.
Revising.
Mm. Ballet. Just
yeah.
the many things that were consuming our brains.
Of a 12-year-old. Not even, no, sorry, not even 12,
not
15.
Even. 15. Cool, blimey, to be 15. Yeah. That's 10 years ago now.
11
years 11 ago.
For you.
Oh, okay. All right, so we've got our warm mattress today. We've officially made the switch.
It's no longer iced yeah. coffee, it's, iced drink
it's,
season.
It's not. It's.
But so happy about it.
So happy about it. Really welcoming the season.
I'm so excited about
it. Oh, okay. I'll tell you what my theme for my Christmas. I'm going to take my Christmas tree seriously this year.
Okay.
So I wanted a theme because I saw a TikTok. She's like, I'm just figuring out my tree theme.
Okay.
Color
like, theme.
Maybe I should have a theme.
Mm-hmm.
So got on Pinterest. What I'm going to do is red bows.
Gorgeous.
A big
Beautiful.
Red bow at the top.
Lovely.
Red bows. And then maybe I'll throw in some gold.
Lovely
Red
touch.
And gold.
Mm, gorgeous.
So cheers to that.
Can't wait to see that come to
yeah,
life.
Thank you. Truly festive. Right, question of the week.
Question of the week. Let's get into the episode, guys. Happy
Absolutely.
Wednesday. Welcome back.
Mm.
Oh, wait. I didn't ask the question of the week.
Be oh, distracted.
We've not asked the question
right.
of the week.
Right, we'll take a pause. Oh. And
be
that's
right
the
back, guys.
Of the week. You
okay?
There.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back with the cue of the W.
We're back. So our question of the week this week is: tell us a reason that you've been blocked.
Love this. Have I ever been blocked?
We definitely have, but I don't know.
Well, we both got blocked at the same time.
Who?
By your ex.
Oh, we did. Yeah. We were like,
and my sister.
Straight away, that was. I was like, fucking hell, I haven't got time to even hang up the phone.
Yeah, let me process my feelings.
Who else has blocked
us? So that
us?
Was a collective block. That was fantastic.
That was a group block, yeah.
Because, you know, it wasn't just like a maybe blocking Soph and unfollowing me. It was
a collective.
It was I need to just rid these girls from my mind completely. And I love that for us.
Because I got to get over the love of my
life. Yeah, exactly. And I need to replace her ASAP with another blonde. That's what that was.
Okay. We must have been blocked some more, but we just don't know.
I've been blocked by most of my exes, apart from the most recent one.
Okay, well, we asked you guys, what's the reason you've been blocked?
It's going to be stupid, isn't it? It better be some stupid shitness.
So, I was prank calling him too much. Because I asked for my money back.
And you just get him blocked. Ooh, that would send me.
That would send me.
Ooh, imagine.
He was speaking to other girls. Make it make sense. He can't bear to see my face without crying. refusing to sleep with them. New girlfriend made him. Is this a compliment?
It absolutely is.
For being too tempting.
Oh, no. Love it. Love that. Absolutely.
His mum kept showing his new girlfriend how well I was doing without him.
Showing his new girlfriend, sorry.
That's an interesting
that's
one.
That's terrible.
Still trying to figure out why. he asked for job interview tips for my job and I said no.
Oh god.
Because I spoke the truth. Ouch. I told his girlfriend that he was cheating on her. Mm. I'd like to think it's because I'm overwhelmingly gorgeous.
That's how we think. It's the temptation. Well, I was too tempting. That's incredible. It's true. It's true. I was too tempting.
I was too gorgeous. I posted a pic wearing his jumper.
Oh, God. What? Why would he block you? Surely he's going to want it back, ask for it back.
Another one. I'm too much of a temptation in his new relationship.
Brilliant.
Ex couldn't handle how hot I was.
Yeah, you see, it's always that glow up that they just can't handle.
Because I kept blocking and unblocking him. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Love that.
I asked him to delete my nudes. I didn't split the bill with him. I saw this thing on my TikTok last night and it was this girl saying, maybe you saw it too, like, this is what I do if a guy wants to split the bill on a first date. She was like, I have the perfect response.
I think I've seen it. Go ahead.
And so she said, she was like, if someone does this to you, like, she was like, I just start laughing and I'm like, oh my God, like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Like, oh, I feel so stupid right now. Like, wait, like, I thought this was a date. I didn't realize you wanted to just be friends. You want to just be friends? Like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I really thought this was like a date. And I was like, oh, that is so clever.
You really got to turn
on the
acting skills.
So if anyone says like, oh, like, let's split this, turn on the acting game. And
love
go,
it.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Like, oh, you just want to be friends? Like, I thought this was going to be a day. I was having a really nice time.
I haven't seen that TikTok.
Very clever.
Oh, that is so clever.
Yeah, that's my little pocket of wisdom that I'm passing on this week that I saw on TikTok.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Do you want to jump? I'm so embarrassed. Because if you start it like.
The look on their face.
If you start it of like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. They think you're about to say, you know, I don't have my card. I didn't bring my card. But then you say, oh, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I thought this was a date. I didn't realize you wanted to just be friends.
Oh,
and they'll be like,
incredible.
Imagine someone saying that to your face. God.
Analyzing every pore. Oh, you feel it taking over you. My boyfriend says I have to quit my job or it's over.
Wow.
... because of what I did. Please help.
That's blackmail.
Yes, it is. That is, well, that's okay, that's giving an ultimatum.
Also, here's my question. If you're making me quit my job, does that mean you're going to provide?
Are you supporting me financially for the rest of my life? Because I don't have a career. And it's not like I can just go start working again in 2 years' time. No, I might have, you know what I mean? It's, okay.
I'll quit my job if you're going to pay the bills. Absolutely.
And pay for my nails and my blow dry. Absolutely. And my makeup and take me to
I'll
Sephora.
Have a weekly blow dry, please.
Yeah. Okay, she said
nails every 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Maybe a spray tan on every Friday.
Oh, that would be. You know what? If there's one thing that
I'd
I would love,
chauffeur.
One thing I would love is a spray tan every week.
So would I.
Mine's disintegrated so fast. I had to bronze my entire chest and hands today.
My hands are white like the snow.
Gooly. Okay, this is a long one, but I desperately need your help.
Oh, I bought, I bought Britney Spears' book.
Brilliant.
So excited to read it. If anyone's read it, guys, let me know.
Well, you know, she got 1 million sales in the first week.
Well, yeah, because everyone's like, this is, so
imagine
I was at the hairdresser.
Imagine that amount of sales.
Crazy. I was at the hairdresser's and he said, oh, I've just finished Britney's book.
Really?
I was like, oh my God, I literally bought it yesterday. And he said it was amazing. Because this is like the first, this is like her.
Yeah, yeah, this is her.
And every, yeah, apparently it's incredible. So I've bought that yesterday.
Okay, great.
So I'll let you know how that goes, guys. Anyway, back to the dilemma.
Right. This is a long one, ... But I desperately need your help. I've listened to the podcast every Wednesday since I can remember.
Aww.
And I've never had to write in until now. And I could desperately do with some advice.
Oh, we're here to the rescue. Here. Let's sort this out.
Here we go. Me and my boyfriend Brian have been together for 8 years.
Wow.
Since I was 16. Oh, side note. Your phone's on 80%.
Yes, I know it is.
That's
because,
brilliant.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's really funny. Usually it's on 6% at this time in the morning.
Because I went to Nottingham, remember, and I found my good charger, which
brilliant.
Is so quick.
Yes.
So now I just zoop
in the morning.
Because I had this slur. Anyway, no one cares. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got charged for once.
Well, brilliant. Thank God for that. Right. So I've been with him for 8 years since I was 16.
So
I'm now 24.
Wow.
Okay. He is my absolute best friend. We can't wait for our future together. And we have recently started viewing houses together.
Because it's incredibly serious.
So yeah, this is like, we are together. You know what? At 16 to 24. And if you're still going strong at 24, I commend you.
If you're still going strong and being like, yeah, let's get a house, then like, this is it, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a great relationship and hardly ever argue. Over the last few months, we've been struggling not living together. Sometimes he doesn't come over until late, and I feel that he doesn't really prioritize me, but I want him to do what he wants, not because he feels that he needs to see me, but see me because he wants to.
Yes.
Yeah, like nothing worse than being like,
you don't want to tell your boyfriend to come and see you.
You don't want to have to tell your boyfriend to see you for the quality time and like come around at like
you want
seven,
him to want to do that.
You want him to want to like go for dinner, even if it's, you know, just a Nando's, a McDonald's, a drive-through, something. Just, you know, just for a bit of quality time. Instead of coming around at 11:30, we're going to sleep at 12.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like nothing has changed in 8 years and I need our next chapter in our lives. I kept this to myself, how I was feeling. I feel that we are sometimes not a team. However, over the last year, I've started to get these feelings for someone in my work. Well, that escalated
That
escalated very quickly.
Right.
So you've been feeling a little bit like, oh, are we progressing? Are you bothered kind of vibe?
You're wanting to live together because you feel like that will squash a lot of the arguments that you have if you're arguing about not having quality time and him not coming over.
Yes.
It's kind of like, well, when we move in together, that won't be an issue. So you're thinking like you're keen to make that next step. You know, it's nice when a relationship's got momentum and it's moving. And if you've been together for 8 years because you were together so young, it gets a little bit like,
and you've never lived
together. What are we going to do next? Like, are we going to take that next step?
Yeah.
Like, Yeah, I can see how it's nice when it has momentum. Yeah, it's moving.
And then especially, you know, fair enough if you're not moving in together straight away, but the fact that he's not even like putting in that effort to like see you for an extra couple hours on an evening, that's frustrating because you don't want to force someone to want to see you.
It's
like when a man buys you flowers. I don't want to tell you to buy me flowers because
it defeats the point.
It defeats the whole point of the sentiment.
Yeah.
Like flowers, if I've asked you to buy me flowers and you got me flowers, I don't want the flowers. Like,
no.
You know what I mean? Like, I want you to just buy me flowers. To just buy me a Chanel bag.
Men can send men can send flowers from prison. So like, you can come home with some flowers.
You preach it, sister. Yeah. Okay, right. Okay, so we've been having these blah, blah, blah. I've started to get these feelings for someone at work.
Right, okay.
Who is 39? Lol. Nothing wrong with that. 10-year age gap. Listen, I'm dating Craig Davis.
Yeah.
You know, he's in his 50s. You know, I'm here. He's 23.
49, isn't he?
Oh.
What did we say he was?
42.
Don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. And I'm only a 21-year-old female, so.
I'm literally 18.
Yeah. Let's call him Johnny.
Johnny. God, Johnny's back.
I know.
God, I'm not ready to hear about Johnny again.
Okay. Anyway, it started out completely friendly and over time things got a bit flirty. I've never, ever had my head turned before, so I was completely surprised in myself.
Yeah.
I started finding excuses to see him more or message him more about work.
Okay.
And the conversation started carrying on for longer to eventually we were texting each day.
About what?
About what?
Spreadsheets.
And we were so close to actually meeting up. Okay.
So you've had a real head turn, haven't you?
Yeah. Like imagine your boyfriend was texting a female from work every day and almost meeting up with her.
Outside of work.
Oh my God. So he's going to make you quit. Oh God.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I just remember what the title of this
was. The subject line is.
Oh shit. Okay. Oh, okay. How does he find out? Well, I mean, we're going to find out. Right.
She didn't cover our tracks.
Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. I never met up with him outside of work as I couldn't go through with it, but I did really, really want to.
Wow.
I felt excited, like a new person. That's what new love
does
to you.
That's what gets you. It's a drug.
It's a drug.
It's a drug.
It's the spike in the
serotonin.
In the hormone.
It's like it gives you new life again. Yeah. You're like, I forgot what this felt like, you know, to be
someone
in something.
Someone to be making effort.
Yes.
And someone who's wanting to see me. Like, I've not felt that want and desire from my boyfriend.
And also
in 8 years.
Like a new conversation, a new voice, a new name to say. Like, it's new. And it's
all
exciting.
Of a sudden, we're trying a red lip for work. I'm trying out a new bronzer. I've
got a little pencil skirt. I've bought a push-up bra.
Yeah,
you know.
I bought the new nipple bra from Skims. You know, I'm really going all out.
Yeah.
Look at her nips.
Yeah, you know, shirt.
Is it cold in here? You know, he's asking all
Someone
those questions.
Someone got the aircon on.
And you're going, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all
these
right.
Erect nipples. But you know, it's all making you excited.
Yeah, it's new, it's fun. And you've not maybe had fun
in
your relationship in a while.
Okay, so yeah, I felt excited, like a new person. We always deleted messages.
Guilty as charged. Guilty as charged.
Getting cuff me, officer.
Take me now.
Okay. And one night, Johnny had saved two messages.
What?
Wait a second. Sorry. So when they say they're flirting to me, this is the type of convo they're having, yeah? So I felt so guilty. Wait, whoa, I've lost my fucking place. So we always deleted the messages. And one night, Johnny had saved two messages that were about what... is this Snapchat?
It's got to be.
Because I think you could...
What 39-year-old is using Snapchat?
No, but I think, can't you like save
That's
certain
a boomer.
Messages? You could. Yeah, he's a boomer.
Yeah.
You can save certain, can't you? I'm not at Snapchat since I was 16.
Neither have I.
Okay, anyway. He had saved two messages.
What's he saying?
That were about what we would do if we met up and what our fave sex positions were. So you two are like, this is sexual
tension. Thought you were talking about pie work. Charts, spreadsheets, yeah. flow charts, yeah. this stocks.
This is sexual talk.
What? Shit. I thought you were trying to discuss like work chat with a bit of flirting. Not your favorite sex positions.
Yeah. So you two are like, so that's what it is. It's like when you two meet up, it's sex.
It's sex.
That's why you're...
I thought it was going to be a cup of coffee.
That's why you're getting a bit scared.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking, well, if I meet her, we're snogging.
We're having sex.
We're having sex in his car, wherever. In the
wherever.
Wherever.
To be together.
Right. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. God, you little rascal.
You rascals. Do you know what? I live for the excitement. You know, if this is going to get you out of your eight-year relationship.
If this was a guy, oh, my God, we'd be putting him on the cross.
This is terrible. This is borderline cheating.
But we support... This is the girls' bathroom. We're here for the girls.
No, but what we're here for, we're here for you realizing that this eight-year guy is probably not for you, right? Anyway, let's keep going. Okay, so you guys were talking about if we met up, what sex we're going to have, where we're going to have the sex.
Fucking hell.
You know, shit like that. The next messages, which didn't save, were me saying how bad I feel and that we couldn't do all that. Right, okay, so he's just saved. They're like, sexual ones.
Yeah, now that's very convenient.
But really, when you give it context, you were like, no, this is bad. I've got a boyfriend kind of thing. Okay. Anyway, that same night. Anyway, that same night, my boyfriend started to get a vibe something was off with me and went on my phone to see these texts. Oh, shit me. I mean, there's just nothing you can do.
If
I had a boyfriend and he went on my phone and it said, what's your favorite? We were discussing these.
I'll walk myself out.
I'll pack my bags. He was devastated, but he asked me to talk it through what had been going on. I told him the whole truth about everything, how I was feeling, and that I feel like messaging Johnny was filling a hole I had been missing from him.
No pun intended.
Just
filling a hole.
Right, literally. And it was nice to feel so wanted and interested in.
Yes.
Bearing in mind, Johnny was married. Oh, my God, Johnny.
Fucking hell.
Fuck me, John. Johnny boy. Fucking hell.
Right.
Bearing in mind, Johnny was married and said he felt the same. So I think we've just both... So Johnny was
so
also missing something.
Mm. But then you both kind of felt like quite guilty.
Yeah, so it's like...
You were both feeling lonely in your relationships. Yeah.
And then it's like you were talking about all the stuff you were going to do, but you two were both a bit scared to act on it.
Yeah, okay. So you're explaining all this to your boyfriend.
Yeah, so Johnny said he felt the same. So I think we both got carried away in a fantasy thing. We know nothing would have materialized further. I mean, do you?
Do you?
Because
I don't.
If this went on for a couple more weeks, I think you'd be in the back of Johnny's car.
So do I. I think you'd have his disco stick out.
Yeah, absolutely, Johnny. So yeah, we know nothing would have materialized further and we could never be together seriously. My boyfriend took it really well. He trusts that nothing else happened and actually apologized.
Your boyfriend's cheated on you
for taking me for granted. So you're talking about it and he's saying, like, I'm sorry for taking you for granted.
I'm sorry. If my boyfriend caught,
I mean, she said I was shocked.
Caught these messages and he said, it's okay. I would go, you've fucking cheated on me, haven't you? You've cheated as well.
That's what I would.
That's where my head goes. I'd be like, what the fuck have you done? Let me see your phone.
Because our relationship was so bad that it took me to the point to be talking sexually with a colleague
who
was 39, right? That's how bad our relationship was. So like, obviously it's not all sunshine and rainbows
on
for
your
you
end.
Too. So like, what are you getting up to when you're just coming around to mine at 11:30? Have you been smooching in the office?
Okay, so he took it very well and he apologized.
Oh, so she's saying
because
he
hasn't been showing you enough attention.
Yeah, because you explained to him like, I feel like you've been taking me for granted. Obviously,
okay.
It's quality time thing.
Okay.
I was shook. He's the loveliest boy ever. He was very upset with what I had done and even told his bloody mother. I mean,
well, there's no coming back now.
You know, when things that you got to speak to someone, can't cope, lol. But I don't blame him. His mum said I am like a daughter to her and everyone makes mistakes and we will get through this blip. Oh,
wow.
That's nice.
Okay. God, cheers, mum.
Okay. A few weeks went by and I kept my distance from Johnny at work, but I couldn't help myself.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Yeah, there's something that I unblocked him. And I sent the text.
Oh, no.
Wow. We texted about how it has to be like this now. And we can't text, but I wish we could. I then reblocked him and deleted the texts. For fuck's sake, my boyfriend went on my watch.
Apple Watch.
To see the texts were still on there.
Oh,
shit, the Apple Watch incriminating people. Shit.
God, this is your reminder, everyone. Clean your Apple Watches.
He completely lost it. I said he cannot trust me working with him. And he now wants me to quit. Yeah.
Wow.
Since, I mean, is this not a breakup? You know,
he obviously wants to be with you.
I know he loves you very much, but does he not need to realize that he can't be treated like this? Do you know what I mean? Because like, if this was Sophia, if her boyfriend
that's
was
what I
sexually
mean.
Messaging someone and then he apologized, you moved on, I'd be like, okay, brilliant, second chance, that's lovely. And then you're telling me a few weeks later you're finding the same messages.
Yeah.
You know, that is, yeah. I'd be like, now it's like wake up time.
Let's get out of here. Yeah.
But he obviously loves you very much. That he's thinking, God, what can we do? She can quit her job.
Yes.
You know? But then it's like, are you not just going to fill the hole?
Is there not going to be someone else?
Someone else.
It's tricky because obviously you guys have been together for such a long time. And especially when like, you know, the people most, you know, his mum is saying like, if everyone goes through blips, you know, you guys will get through. Yeah. And it's that on that line, isn't it? Of like, because you've not physically slept with this guy or kissed him, it's
justifiable.
Maybe forgivable. Because it's like, oh, well, you know, she hasn't slept with him. It was just messages. Like people.
And then
she
explained to me it's because, you know, she was lacking this from me.
Yeah.
You know, and you're kind of like, well, if I give her that what she wanted, then I'm going, you know what I mean?
It's like that micro cheating, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Okay, so he said, I want you to quit.
Fuck.
Since I blocked him, I had a word with myself and I said, I can't be doing this to my boyfriend. And I had started to move on from him. But Brian just doesn't believe me. There is clearly some issues going on with us. Otherwise, I wouldn't want to be texting this other guy. Okay, so you're realizing, okay. Mm-hmm.
Why am I acting like this?
Am I fulfilled? No. I really do not want to quit my job. Like, I love it so much and have such an amazing career ahead of myself. I promise to not speak to him, see him at all in my work. And I have kept my promise as hard as it is. I mean, should it be hard?
You still want him.
Yeah, exactly. Sophia, it shouldn't be hard.
I don't feel as though you regret building this relationship with Johnny.
Because he's so forgiving. Like, I'm sorry, if I had a boyfriend who was letting bad behavior slide, I'm just going to re-offend if he's just going to forgive me. That's just how it works, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you're letting your boyfriend cheat on you and you're just forgiving him, he's going to think, sick, I can do that again and she's going to forgive me. Like, it's that kind of same vibe, isn't it?
Yeah.
But my boyfriend isn't having it since those texts. He doesn't trust me and I don't blame him. I feel like I'm choosing my job over my boyfriend, but I do not want to quit at all. I know this is just a crush with an older guy, but I do think about him all the time. And I know he feels the same about me, but nothing serious would ever happen. I mean, I feel like the two of you need to just let go.
What happens
at
the work Christmas party? That's around the corner. You guys are going to be snogging.
That is a recipe for fucking disaster.
In the file cupboard.
Shit. Alcohol fueled, sparkles, glitz and glamour. Christmas break on the horizon. Mm-hmm. We are snogging. Okay?
You are definitely snogging. No one's going to be in the office for 2 weeks.
Right.
It's dark.
Don't
it's
have
cozy.
To deal with it till the new year.
We're after hours, you know. Come on.
It's happening.
You're defo snogging at that Christmas party.
But regardless, would I be feeling like this if I was truly happy with my boyfriend? Okay, so now she's reflecting. She's thinking, okay, is the relationship even right? I am so confused. Do I quit my job or stay and my boyfriend might potentially break up with me? That is it. Over
and out. Yeah, okay. Yikes. Okay, a lot to unpack here.
Yes, okay. I mean, I don't want you to quit your job. It's, you know, you me said neither. This is your dream job. You've got great prospects in this career. I don't want you to quit a job over a boy.
No.
Regardless of how long or if he, you know, anything. I don't want anyone quitting no careers, no jobs because of relationship boys. Stuff.
No.
It's the same as like, I don't want girls to ruin their friendships over boys.
Yeah.
You know, especially in our 20s.
It's under the same umbrella.
It is. Like, you're 24, you're not ruining your career right now.
If you were 56, you had 4 grown-up kids, you'd be married to this guy for 30 years, and he said, babe, quit the job. I'd say, fucking take it and quit.
Yeah.
But no.
No, we're not, no. We're not quitting no jobs. Because I just think, okay, yeah, I can quit my job. I can make you happy for the meantime, Brian.
Fix this patch.
Fix this patch for a little bit. But then the paranoia is going to set in for you again when I get a new job.
Yeah.
And there's attractive guys at this new job.
Yeah.
And are you going to miraculously trust me?
Yeah.
No.
The quitting your job isn't going to solve anything. It's not going to solve anything for him because there's sexy guys everywhere. And it's not going to solve anything for you because you're just going to resent your boyfriend because he made you quit your job.
Exactly. It's not solving
the problem. It's not a solution.
Especially if you get a new job and you hate it. You know, that now all of a sudden you resent your boyfriend. You know, resentment ruins a lot of relationships. You know, when like... Just resentment is one of the truest poisons.
Yeah. Truest poisons.
Don't know where that came
truest
from.
Truest poisons.
Do you not? Do you not? I didn't say it like that.
Poisons. Truest poisons.
Truest poisons.
Poisons.
It's the truest
poisons. Okay, truest poison. Mm-hmm.
No, but do you not agree? Like, resentment.
Yeah, that will ruin a relationship. Yeah, for sure. It's truest poisons. But, you know, I think we need to look inward.
And that's what you're starting to do. You know, you're asking us. Do I even, would I be doing this if I was fulfilled? You know, all of those questions.
You know, you have self-sabotaged a little bit here by getting involved with this guy at work.
Yeah, so let's think, is this subconsciously, do you think she's trying to get out? And you know, when you're like too scared to, I mean, in our experiences anyway, when we've wanted to get out of a relationship, we'd rather them just break up with us because we're scared shitless.
Just break up with me.
You know, and we would say all that. So are you just acting like this to drive him away?
You know, when it's like, you wanted to get caught. You wanted me to find out.
Right, because you just want the easier way out. You want them to be angry at you so that there's not that like, you know, true sadness. You know, I mean, there is still sadness. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But it's more anger based.
Yeah, I mean, it's complicated. I think that you're definitely at a crossroads in your relationship. Do you really want to be with this guy or not? Because your head is easily turned. You've not just like fancied a guy at work. Everyone fancies someone at work. Of course, but like you've taken it much, much further than that, and it's progressed much beyond like eye candy in the office.
Yeah.
And you know, you had that first when you got caught and your boyfriend forgave you, and rather than feeling like, oh my God, what was I doing? That was so stupid. I nearly lost everything. Thank God it went no further. Right. This has made me realize how much I love and value my boyfriend. I was being, because everyone makes mistakes. Mm. Everyone does shit. Think, why the fuck did I do that? Granted, like what his mum said about a blip and all of that. Yes. But then I think when you obviously then went, you were feeling more like, but I still want Johnny. Mm. I still want him. I'm still thinking about him. Like that kind of speaks volumes, I think. and shows that you're missing something with your boyfriend. You know, you guys have been together for a long, long time. You've 24 now. Yeah. Like, you've grown up so much. The world is so, like, you were last single when you were 15, for God's sake. And now you're a 24-year-old girl in your prime, loving life, in your career that you love. Like, you've got a bit of money to go out at the weekends. Like,
it's the frontal lobe also is approaching.
The frontal lobe is about to be fully developed.
And I think what it sounds like is that he's such a nice guy. Like, he sounds like there's nothing really wrong with him. You know, he's so lovely and he's so nice. And
he loves me.
He loves me so much. And I could have we could buy that house.
Yeah.
You know, and I know what my future would look like. And I feel like you were kind of thinking about that, thinking, okay,
do I want that?
You know, I don't really have a reason to break up with him because he's so lovely. And his mum loves me. Mm. She calls me her daughter. You know,
Very often, like, relationships can just coast.
Yeah.
And then there'll be.
And that's what she was saying. There'll be really.
Like, there's landmarks in relationships, right? Mm. There's significant moments when you are forced to stop and, like, reevaluate. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys talking about buying a house together, that's a moment where you're then thinking, okay, well, I'm not fucking stupid. If I'm going to buy a house with this guy, I'm pretty signed up. Yeah, you can sell a house and move out and whatever. Yeah. But, like, you're taking it to you wouldn't move in and buy a house someone you weren't sure about. Like, makes you stop and think, like, okay, do I want to do this or do I not?
And you found subconsciously, that escape through Johnny, I think.
Maybe you've been thinking, oh, I don't know, like, panicking a little bit, like, do I want to do that? I don't know. Like, what, you know, this means maybe I'm never going to do this ever again or have a first date ever again.
I'm only 24, you know, am I meant to be
doing this yet?
Am I, you know what, we're going to have a fucking baby in 2 years?
Yeah, like, it's made you look at things and maybe without you even realizing. That's why you've entertained this whole work Johnny guy, because you've maybe been panicking a little bit.
I think, you know, quite simply, you've just run your course with your Brian.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And like I said earlier, he's a lovely guy. He's not really done anything wrong. Yes, our relationship's a little bit stale right now, but, like, he's still lovely and still treats me really nice, right? Mm. So it's kind of hard. It is hard to break up with someone who's really nice to you, right? So, and that's a hard realization to... It can take years.
Yes.
Especially in an 8-year relationship. It could take you fucking 3 years.
Yeah. That's not ending overnight.
No, to realize this is not my person. Mm. And I think this whole Johnny thing has just sped it up.
Yeah.
You've proved to yourself twice now that you're not 100% for your boyfriend.
No.
And that is fine. Let's just put him out of his misery and let's have a great time in our 20s.
I think so.
Yeah?
New Year's coming up.
Listen, I'm glad you've not bought that house yet.
Like, you can have a snog at the Christmas party, you know? Yeah. Break up with your boyfriend now. You can have a snog at the Christmas party.
Fuck Johnny's wife.
Oh, hang on.
Okay.
No.
Let's think about Johnny's wife a little bit.
I forgot Johnny was married.
But listen, if Johnny leans in, what are you going to do? Puck her up your lips and snog him.
It's a good time. This is a message for all. It's a great time to break up with your boyfriends because we're on the cusp of a new year.
If you're thinking about it, new start. Do it now. Pre-December. Because you can have that Christmas day. Oh, just lovely.
It's party season. Everyone's so sociable in December. Like, everyone wants to go out. We've at least got a work Christmas party.
We've got snogs to get snuggled.
And we can start the new year, you know, afresh. Cutting that dead weight.
You know, because, you know,
find you're going to be time for Valentine's
semi-healed
Day.
By January if we do it now.
Yeah.
You know, if we're doing it in January, we might not be healed by March. You know, we're already, you know, we've missed out on a couple of months there.
When we could have been thriving.
Yeah. And I want you to be... partying it up.
Absolutely. This party season.
So
good luck with that. I think you've been through it. You've had temptations. You've acted on them and it's time to look at inward.
And Johnny, he was merely a tool.
This is Cinzia's favorite line. It was merely a tool to help you realize you didn't need to. He was just a tool to help you realize.
Yeah, because you're not going to marry Johnny. He's got kids.
Right.
We're 24. He's a father. Johnny's married. Johnny is worse because he took vows, okay? If his wife only knew the things he was saying to you about what he would do to you, fucking hell.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh,
yikes. Baby.
Okay, sticking with the theme of work romance.
Absolutely.
We've got sleeping with the boss's son. Yikes.
You know what this actually, you know what this reminded me of straight away?
What?
Wild Child. Freddy.
Oh.
Because that's the headmaster.
Freddy.
And the headmaster's son. And everyone fancied Freddy. Everyone wanted to snog
Freddy. God. Where's Freddy now?
Well, Alex, he was in Beastly.
He was in Beastly. That was so good.
Scared me.
I loved that.
And then he kind of, that was
kind
like.
Kind of trailed off.
His last kind of thing. Mm. Unless he's been in some, you know, stuff we've just not
been aware of. Okay, so. Her dilemma is, the phrase, don't shit where you eat, makes my toes curl.
I've never heard that phrase before in my life.
Have you not?
Never heard that phrase. What does that mean?
Don't shit where you, I mean, it's not something that's really in my
well,
everyday
Sophia, don't
dialect,
shit where you eat. What does
but
that mean?
It's, I think it's this similar, let me get the official Google.
Yeah. I've genuinely
But
never.
It's like, don't shit where you eat. Like, don't.
Be a, is that like, don't be a prick to your mum?
No, I don't think so.
Do you know what I mean? Like she, you know, she gave you life.
No. The expression, right, the official Google explanation is this expression refers to doing anything that would jeopardize something important or essential to you. A common example of shitting where one eats is engaging in a romantic affair with a co-worker.
Oh, God, so that's shitting where we're eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're jeopardizing your work.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? So it's jeopardizing things.
They said, but lying to your roommate or stealing from friends also fits this expression.
Stealing from friends?
Yeah. So just don't like.
It's like about your relationships.
Yeah. Don't
so that,
shit on
mum,
like.
The mum analogy makes
don't
sense.
Don't shit on stuff that you need to keep good.
Yeah.
Basically.
So the mother analogy does
not being
make
a prick
sense.
To your mum. Yeah.
Kind yeah. Of. Don't shit where you eat. That's your mother.
So.
You know? Okay.
Should it makes my toes curl, that phrase. But right. Somehow I'm doing exactly that. Help.
Okay.
God, where to start? Gosh. She's put. In June, I went to a charity event with my new job. At this point, I'd only been working at this company for a month. Mm-hmm. There were six of us at the table, a few girls from work, the CEO, his wife, and his son. My friend Sarah was also at the table. She said straight away that the son, Brian, was giving me the eyes.
Oh, have fun.
I literally thought nothing of it until the end of the night where I'm wound up sat next to him and his hands are stroking my leg underneath the table.
Whoa.
Anyway,
in
one
front
thing.
Of the
oh
parents.
My God, this went from 0 to 100. Anyway, one thing leads to another, and we end up sleeping together.
He was knew what he was doing with
I
those
go
lectures.
Into work the following Monday, mortified, literally convinced myself Shit. That the CEO would have found out. Mm. But by the grace of God, he seemed none the wiser.
He's not telling his dad that, is he?
Cut to October. We're talking every day
Shit.
And have met up a few times, always ending up in each other's bed.
Love
Blimey.
It. Love it.
I like Brian, but I'm by no means head over heels. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, I'm really enjoying this talking stage and just seeing where things go.
Yeah.
My question is, if it's nothing serious, should I call it quits to save any embarrassment of the CEO finding
right.
out? Or should I carry on living my life and not to worry about it? Help. For context, I'm 24 and he's 26.
That is it.
That's it. Lovely,
That's
short,
all
and
we've
sweet
got.
To the point.
Shit.
So,
but you're having a nice time.
Sleeping with the boss's
you
son.
You know, but obviously the-
It's risky.
It is, but equally, is he going to be angry at you or his son? Right?
So true.
I think he'll be angry at his son because, you know.
And also, like, what son is telling their dad who they're sleeping with? You know, it's...
No. Especially...
He probably would never find out.
Unless he found out through other ways. He's not telling.
Unless he catches you in the act, you know, that type of shit. Yeah. I can't imagine how he would find out because I don't know what... His son's going to go, oh, I've been sleeping someone, by the way, Dad. Thought you might like to know. I think
there's high chance that he will never find out.
So do I.
If you two either progressed onto a relationship, then I think he'd be kind of happy.
Yeah.
Because we've been building this bond. We're an official now. You know, it's not just casual. It's like, I'm now part of the family. Babe. Yes. Give me a promotion. Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to have a piece of this pie one day. Yeah. Marrying into this. Let's build this empire. Marrying into
the company.
Yeah. Let's sell these computers, you know?
Yeah.
Or if you guys just fizzle out, he's not going to tell his dad.
None the wiser.
Is he?
No.
He's going to go, by the way, I've been sleeping with Sarah 4 times a week.
But then equally, on the other hand, you know, if you say that you're not head over heels, this guy, you're not too bothered. Yeah. Like, if it is giving you a bit of anxiety, a little bit of like, oh,
if you
fuck,
think it's,
you know,
a risk.
What happens if it's like, oh, the CEO, you know, who wants to meet you in his office? You're then going to be thinking, oh my fucking God, he knows. Like,
yourself.
You're almost like now waiting to get caught. Like, that's, for some people, I feel like they would thrive off that and they would love that drama. But other people probably could just start to cripple them.
Yeah.
So I feel like if you can't be bothered to have that like little bit of like, oh fuck, you know, should I be? Then I would just call it quits.
Yeah,
and you've had a bit of fun, let's leave it there.
But then we could keep the fun
but
going.
Then you could keep if you want to, I think either way you're fine.
When you're having fun, it's very hard to put an end to the fun,
to call it quits,
because you're having a nice time.
Yeah,
but then equally, but then if we're thinking with our heads, yeah, okay, no, I love my career, don't want to take any risks. I'm going to cut this off.
But you're right. I think he would be angry at the son, not you. You're just a girl,
like,
at work.
You're like dating.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going out on nice dates. You're not. It's not just super casual. Like you're building a... I can't believe you're stroking the leg at the table.
I know.
That's crazy.
Not here, please.
I know, but like your dad is there.
Maybe it's a bit of like a kink for him.
Yeah,
a bit of like a fantasy for him.
I hope he doesn't do this regularly.
Well, that's another thing.
You know, with the colleagues, and it's like this kinky thing that he's like, oh, I sleep with my dad's employees,
and he doesn't know.
Yeah, I think you're all right for now.
Yeah. You're all right either way,
but
I think.
But do your other colleagues know, surely?
I don't know. I feel like no. I feel like she's keeping it hush-hush.
Oh, God, yeah. Because I guess once it gets out to one of the colleagues...
Then it's going to spread like wildfire.
Then it spreads. And then it will be whispers, and then it will get back to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Proceed with caution.
Equally, you two could fall in love, and then you just...
You're not doing anything wrong. It's not against the law to sleep with the boss's son.
But are you? Is that a HR issue? I don't know.
I don't think so.
You don't.
The son doesn't work at the workplace.
Yeah, that's true.
You could have met him on a night out and fallen madly in love, and then later you find out that he's the
son
of... That
is true. It's worse to sleep with the boss, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's like power dynamics and shit like that. It's a whole other kind of worms.
Yeah, it is. You're so
right. But this is the boss's son. He's just a guy on the street.
Yeah, totally. We could have met him on Tinder.
Exactly.
You know, we're all in the same city.
Exactly. Yeah, we're in the same age bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And look, he's attractive. What am I meant to
say? And he's a sexy guy. What's a girl to do?
Okay, here we go. Am I in love with my best friend? Or are my friends convincing me that I am?
Because they love the friends to lovers story like
you
us.
Know, we all love a friends to lover.
We're all rooting for it,
romance, aren't we?
Okay.
Yeah, so they this actually makes a lot of sense. Hi, girls. I need your help because my brain is completely not doing all right. It has been in a constant state of confusion for weeks now.
God.
For context, I'm in a group of 15 girls.
15? God.
Who have all been together since we were 14.
How do you navigate that? Jesus.
I know. We are now 21. There are obviously a smaller group of girls that I would call my closest friends.
Yeah.
And then there are my two best friends, one being a girl, Susan, and the other being a boy, Brian.
Okay.
Okay, so you're in this big group. There's boys and girls. But your best friend is Susan and Brian. Susan and Brian used to have a thing for each other back when we were younger. And there has been nothing there between them for a while. Whoa, okay. Mm. We have been in the same huge friendship group of boys and girls ever since we were young. So have always known each other, and they completely fizzled out and are just purely good friends now.
Okay.
So there's no issues there. From this time of me being the mediator between the two, Brian and I became very close. And as we have gotten older, he has progressed into my bestest friend.
Wow.
So you and Brian kind of started that bond when you were mediating him through his relationship with Susan and all that. Brian and I talk every single day, and we go out with all of our friends most weekends.
Lovely.
Recently, we've been seeing each other one-on-one more often, as he has been going out less on Saturdays. So to compensate, one of us will drive over to each other's area to catch up every couple of weeks. We live about 40 minutes from each other. This is a friendship.
This is a true friendship, yeah.
Now my friends freaked out at the thought of this because we never used to do it.
Right.
Right, so they're thinking, oh, whoa, you two.
Something's changed here.
You two were spending, you're driving 40 minutes to go see him, and he's driving 40 minutes to
Since when? You two were never like that.
It's giving relationship. Okay, so my friends are freaking out at the thought of this because we never used to do it. When we were in school, or would be seeing each other every weekend, not, you know, one-on-one.
Yeah.
Excitedly, they would call it a date and carry on like friends do. As we continue to have these catch-ups, their excitement would express to, oh my God, you are in love. And when are you seeing your boyfriend again? Right, so they're...
Okay, so they're rooting for you guys. Listen, they want this to happen.
I'm making those comments too.
So would I.
Obviously, I was fine with all these comments. We just laugh it off saying, guys, we're just friends. Mm-hmm. And honestly, all these captures were just like, we're friends. There is never any flirting. There's no sexual tension at all. So I'm not lying when I say that we are actually just friends.
Right. Okay, what's the problem then?
Right, what's the problem? I know we are both experiencing this noise coming from my friends. Okay, so he's getting it as well. Yeah, coming from my friends as well as his friends, as I've been asked by the boys. So what's happening between you and Brian? And he has overheard my friends saying to me, can you just get with him already? And things like that. But we always just
brush
it off. You
obviously must look really good together.
I know. You must be really just like, compatible.
Yeah.
You know, and there's nothing better than a friendship foundation.
No.
But we always just brush it off and laugh and have never addressed anything with each other. Okay. So you've not had the chats like, oh God, what do you think about that?
What's all this talk about us being a couple?
Yeah. I don't feel any nervous or sexual energy around him, and I'm not really attracted to him.
Right.
But why can't I stop thinking about him 24/7? Don't get me wrong, he's not a bad looking guy. I'd say he's one of those average looking brunettes with a great body.
Never hurts.
Bit of habit never hurts. He's got an amazing personality. He's kind, he's funny, he's smart, he's gentle, and I can tell he truly cares about me.
Hence
being my best friend. I mean, it sounds like an all-rounder guy.
Yeah, sounds like a smoke show.
He does sound like a pure smoke show.
He does.
You know, he's got a great body, average looking face, brunette, kind, gentle, smart, loving, funny.
Yeah.
However, over the past few weeks, he has been in my every thought. You're in love, girl.
Oh my God.
I wake up thinking about him and I go to sleep thinking about him.
That's when you know.
Are you fantasizing like kissing and sexy time?
I don't feel like she is.
Or she's, what are you thinking about?
Because she said that she's not attractive.
Right. So what are you just thinking about him as a perp? That's sweet.
And what it could be or what it is or your dynamic.
Oh no, listen, yes. Sorry. When I go to sleep, he is in the scenario that I think about. I've pictured us having sex multiple times.
So you fancy him.
Yeah.
Yay.
Classic. Visualizing what it would be
classic
like.
Way to fall to sleep.
Absolutely. So I've pictured us having sex multiple times and it does excite me. There we go.
Well then.
As I see it, like one of those best friends have sex and then fall in love type rom-coms. Listen, you're in
we
the-
all yeah. want it. We all want
we
it.
We all want the fantasy and you've got it right
you've got
there,
it, girl.
In front of you, right? Fucking hell. Even though I wouldn't say I'm sexually attracted to him, you are. You don't fantasize about having sex with person.
But you're not sexually attracted to.
Surely that's not a thing. That can't, you can't, that's impossible. Mm. If I looked at a man and went, oh, sorry, not for me.
You wouldn't
I'm not fantasizing him. Like, no. So like, I'm just confusing myself. Why am I saying I'm not attracted to him, but fantasizing
about
him?
You're confusing me as well.
Yeah, you're confusing me as well. But then when I think about it too much, it would be such a shame to ruin a friendship like ours. Okay, so you're thinking, okay, we could do it, but then friendship is in jeopardy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it would never be the same if we ever slept together and or had a relationship together.
Yeah, you can't go back. Yeah.
And I honestly think that losing him as a best friend would be the worst heartbreak of my entire life.
Or the best love story ever told.
Exactly. Take the risk.
Take the risk or lose
Absolutely.
The chance.
Absolutely. Keep in mind, I have no idea about what he is thinking or anything like that. He thinks the same. Come on, Soph.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
He has to be. So. But then again, I feel like if I'm thinking it and it's taken me 6 years of friendship to get there, then he has probably thought about it too, right? 100%. He's a boy, for fuck's sake. 100%.
He thought about it before you did.
Yeah. I've told my closest girls a lot of this info, but I just need some unbiased opinion. Okay, that's good. They're talking to you friends. Okay. Is the only reason I've gotten to this point being because my friends have been yapping in my ear? Okay, so you're now getting scared that, oh, they planted the seed for me. You know, is
that
this genuine?
That was your subject line.
Mm-hmm. Or was it just bound to happen? And do you think I like or potentially love him?
L-O-V-E.
What are your thoughts? Do I just sit on it? Sorry, that was a long one. Love you so much.
Oh, love you too.
Love you so much.
Right. God, girlfriend.
Right, girl. You need to get a novelist to sit and write. Because this is
about to be the
most beautiful romance that you've ever had in your life.
Or is it?
It is. It 100% is. This man is driving 40 minutes.
I know.
To catch up with you
but
in person.
Girls and boys can just be friends.
I know. But like, if me and Sophia live 40 minutes away, you know, I'd hit you on FaceTime.
Yeah, I'm not driving.
Yeah. She ain't driving to me. I'm not getting an Uber to hers. We'll just catch
just
up
talk on
FaceTime.
The phone, yeah.
Right? The fact that you two want to be
physically
with each other,
close.
And he's making that, you know, it's probably an hour with traffic, this drive.
Yeah.
And you're making the effort. You know, come on.
Do you think maybe like you're
giving love. Giving
in
love.
This sort of like inner turmoil because you haven't seen him in this light before?
Yeah, it's hard to make that adjustment from, no, that's just Brian, my friend.
Yeah.
And you've been telling everyone for 6 years, no, that's just Brian, my friend.
And he always has just genuinely been that. But as you guys have grown up a little bit,
it's the growing
life's
up.
Gone on, you know, you're...
21 now.
Is he like slowly...
becoming that man you want?
Yeah, yeah. You're just like trying to... This is so hard because I've never, ever, ever had anything close to having a male friend, platonic, that I then fancy and dream about.
Same, never, ever.
I've only had gay male best friends.
Yes.
I've not had any straight male best friends.
No, I know. So we can't relate to this.
So it's hard. I can't relate to it. But...
if this was Sophia and she had this incredible, imagine you had this, you were single.
I know.
And you had, or let's imagine I'm single. Yeah. I am single. And I had this incredible friendship.
Right.
You know, for 6 years with this guy. He's my best friend. Mm. All of us, you know, we make effort in crazy ways to see each other and catch up. I think he's smart, kind, gentle,
but
great
you're
body.
Not sure if you like fancy
but then I'm saying, oh my god, I fantasized last night, and then I'm doing it multiple times.
I know
would you not say
go on,
go for it, babe?
Well, her friends are your friends are all rooting for
it. I think you're just, it's hard to make that transition, but it's happening. You're in love, he's in love.
Maybe what the answer here is that you don't need to know what's going on just yet.
You just need to kiss first.
You just need to keep going as you are. And if something naturally, you know, we don't need to plan this. You know, if something naturally happens in the moment, then that's beautiful and it's amazing and you'll see how it feels. But I don't think you need to decide like today if you see him in a romantic way or not. Like you've got a lot of feelings, you know, your friends are kind of rooting for you guys. You're thinking you're fantasizing about him, but then you're not sure if you find him attractive in that way.
That's like, why I think you need to sometimes people don't know if they're attracted to someone until they've like snogged or
yeah.
got sexual in, honestly, in that kind
Christmas
of way.
Party.
I was just about to say, let's have some wine, let's have some mulled wine, and let's see what happens. Up those lips, okay?
I think just keep going. Like, this is a really important person in your life. I think you really value each other. You don't need to figure it out yet, because
you don't necessarily need to have a conversation. No. And have this, I think I like you kind of thing.
No.
Like, you want, in an ideal world, do you want it to just happen?
Organic and yeah. natural. So if it happens, if it's going to happen, it will happen. Yeah. And if it doesn't, then it won't. Like, and you don't need to make, the decision will be made for you. That's what I'm trying to say.
The universe
like,
already
the universe
knows
will make the decision for
what's
you.
What's going to happen, right? Yeah. And he's saying, it's Christmas party time, bitch.
Let's fucking go. Yeah. I don't think you need a plan of action here.
Not until, not yet anyway.
Not yet.
If this goes on for another 6 months, then yeah, we're going to have to do something here. Why? We're like, not waiting around for years.
How does it make you feel like if you found out that
exactly.
Brian was speaking to this girl, had a date, was going to be exclusive? Would you feel like jealous?
Yes.
Would you feel hurt? Would you be sad?
There we go.
What would that, if, you know, if Brian next week was like, you know, I really want to, you know, the next yeah. time I come and drive to see you, I really want to bring this girl. She's been super special to me. I've been waiting to introduce
You'd
you guys,
sick.
But I just think she's great. I think you're going to yeah. love her. How would that make you feel? Like,
and also, how would you feel if a guy asked you out?
Yeah. Would you like, say yes?
Would you want to go? Like, would you be like, oh no, but what's Brian going to, you know?
Yeah. Like, ask yourself those
yeah,
questions.
Yeah, they're really important.
That
ones.
Might help you to like bring
Figure
your
out.
Emotions to the surface.
I
yeah.
think I'm holding out for a Christmas kiss.
I mean, we're romantics.
Yeah.
We love.
Even just like, what if we go for a drive and we're looking at the Christmas lights and then we pull into a lay-by, you know?
It's cold.
Oh, I'm chilly.
We've got some Christmas songs on gently in the background.
Yeah,
and under the mistletoe with you.
God, that would make you snog anyone, that song.
With you.
Yeah. Shiny. And then he just pulls out a branch of mistletoe from his pocket, pulls it above his head.
Mm. What do you say?
What do you say? And you've gone, God, this is it. It's happening.
It's happening.
What do you say? Justin's there under yeah. the mistletoe.
With you.
You know, and then brilliant. We've got a snog at our hands.
Yeah. See what happens. This is the
yeah.
beauty of life, you know? You don't need to know what's going to happen
it's
yet.
True. I know it's so easier said than done, but try not to get all in your head and overthink it.
Because you've got this
panic.
Far. You've got this far. So let's see what happens next.
It's very
next.
Clear that the two of you are building. You're
something.
Building something slowly, right? You're progressing. Something's going to happen.
To be continued. dot.
Right, I'm making a note of your name.
I'll screenshot the
I'm
email
serious,
right now.
And you're letting us know what happens.
Let us know if you have a Christmas kiss.
Please. So we're waiting. We need to hear back from you in January.
Yes,
okay?
Please.
What a beautiful, you know, January is such a shit month. We
yeah,
need a beautiful
us up.
Story.
Give us something to be happy about.
We need a, I'm pregnant.
Oh my God.
I'm fucking pregnant, girls.
Here we go.
Listen, we kissed, you know, at the Christmas party.
It
we
was
had
electric.
Sex. He impregnated me. And, you know, we've got two beautiful
twins on the way.
And listen, it wasn't on my bingo card for 2024.
But here we are.
And
you
I'm
can call them Noel. And what's another little nice Christmas name? Jack Frost.
Mistletoe. You
know? Mistletoe.
Noel and Mistle. Mistletoe. Yeah, love that.
Amazing. All right. Thank you so much for listening, guys. It's been a lovely episode.
Should we find a Christmas quote? I'm serious.
Let's find
vibes.
A Christmas quote.
Right. And next week, guys, we're going to have Christmas trees in it. Aren't we?
Oh shit. Yeah, that's
actually,
the plan.
Seriously.
That's the plan.
All right, I'm just going to find a Christmas quote. Christmas love quote. Oh, this
I'm typing
really
in
lovely.
The exact same thing.
Whoa.
If kisses were snowflakes, I'd send you a blizzard. Make it a December to remember. We're not even in December yet.
Make it a December to remember. We're going to kiss Johnny. Maybe. Aren't we, Sophia?
Well, he's got a wife, so I'm not sure if we should.
Well, maybe we won't, but maybe we will.
And how much mulled wine is at the Christmas party.
And we're going to kiss Brian, our BFF.
Guess so.
Yeah. We've got two snogs on the horizon.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Don't forget, if you're enjoying the podcast, you can get a bonus episode every single Monday on patreon.com. Full episodes every single Monday over there.
You can indeed.
We're there a lot.
And we'll see you next Wednesday, but you can also follow us where you can follow us.
Yes. Email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
You can follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom and on TikTok @thegirlsbathroom, please.
And full episodes are now on YouTube.
And we'll see you on tour if you manage to get a TikTok.
See you on Monday if you're in the group chat, and if not, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Bye. Love ya.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.